You're listening to Wisdom of the Ancients, where ancient wisdom is remembered.
Hello and welcome, beautiful Wisdom Tribe. Thank you so much, everyone, for being here again. It's always an amazing time that we have together when we assemble in the collective energy. Thank you so much for being here. You know, just by being here, you're raising your consciousness, you're raising our consciousness, you're raising everyone's vibration. So we're all up-leveled just by virtue of you being here. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. The theme for this particular season is the illuminated soul, resonance with the truth that is within, recognizing the truth that you are, recognizing the truth that is an aspect of the divine. We're truly divine essence. So let us all recognize that. And right now, as we begin this call, let us call in the ancient ones. Let us invite the beings of love, light, power, and service to be here with us. Let us invite the ascended masters to be with us, to support us, and open our hearts to whatever the messages, the divine wants us to hear. So let me introduce our next guest to you. Debbie Adams is a gifted soul reader, divine healer, therapeutic medium, higher consciousness coach, and heart-centered teacher who will empower you to live your highest potential. She has helped thousands of clients overcome physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, psychic, business, and human challenges. She has an intuitive ability to tune into and translate the wisdom of your soul. Her higher consciousness sessions are filled with magical insight, quantum transformations, divine blessings, and sacred light transmissions and activations. You'll feel like you're talking to your angelic self while being holistically transformed in pure love and higher cosmic attunement. Her clients experience new freedom and bliss. She's been called a light worker, earth angel, saint, medicine woman, spiritual midwife, and enlightened by shamans, healers, and her clients. So welcome, Debbie. Welcome to Wisdom of the Ancients.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm so delighted to be here. And yeah, so what an introduction. Thank you for sharing that. And I just want to say I have a very earthly human side to myself too.
Right, right. Yeah. You know, making that connection between, you know, our human body, you know, here in the earth plane and our divinity. So, you know, there is that connection that has to be made. So it's good that you're grounded in that as well.
Yes. Yeah. Can I share with you? I like to call it the big me and the pig me.
Which is which? Just kidding.
So yeah, just that we embrace our humanness, our fallibleness, and just, you know, all the craziness sometimes that comes with, you know, this being human, and then our wonderful divinity where we are just so whole, complete, and awesome, and standing in our full radiance, and that we can, you know, play with both those, that we can be with both those. I think our human side is really developing our soul, as well as our soul really elevating the human. I think it's such a mutual beneficial relationship. So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. Well, thanks for sharing. Now, I want to share with the audience a little bit about what you'll be speaking about. I think most people know, but Debbie's going to be talking about embodying miracle consciousness. So this is going to be a topic that we're going to dive into, talking about miracle consciousness, and really miracles is our birthright as well. So if you've been working to create a more prosperous life and maybe you feel it's elusive, this is the call for you. So Debbie's going to be sharing how you can really become a powerful manifester in the world. You know, we already have that within ourselves, and Debbie's going to share ways of how you can really embody your creator beingness as well. And for those of you who would like to have the opportunity to ask Debbie a question, *2 to raise your hand. You can get on the phone with Debbie. And what Debbie's going to do today is Debbie's going to say a blessing or a prayer, channel a blessing and a prayer for you, for whatever the miracles are in your life that you are trying to manifest. So star two to raise your hand if you'd like to have the opportunity live on the phone, or you can ask Debbie to channel a prayer or a blessing for whatever miracle you are attempting or trying to manifest in your life. You can put your question in the question box on the webinar page as well. And then at the end of the call, we're going to finish with a beautiful meditation that Debbie's going to take us through to establish a vibrational connection with miracle manifestation. So I'll let Debbie in a while say a sentence or two around what that really is, but establishing a connection with miracle manifestation on a vibrational level, right? So that's going to be a little bit towards the end of the call. So that's the call for today. It's all about miracles and miracle consciousness. So, you know, Debbie, I would love if you would talk a little bit, maybe to start this off, talk a little bit about miracle consciousness and what it really means conceptually as, you know, as a, yeah, as a concept. Stumbled over my words a little bit there. Sorry about that.
Oh, no, it's just fine. So, well, miracle consciousness, as you already said, is our inherent nature. It's where we truly reside. And so whenever we become authentically grounded in the truth of our being, so when we are authentically ourselves, we are authentically grounded in the truth of all being. So it's when we unify with God consciousness, self-realization is God realization. There is no separation. So we just become one with the larger wholeness of being. And there are no limits. There are no limits in this miracle consciousness, in this God consciousness, in this self-realization experience. And so the inherent power to manifest miracles is present, and it's innate to us. So when we are in miracle consciousness, we reside in that place where we are whole, complete, divine. We are so aware of beauty, of essence, of joy. It's not something that we acquire. It's something we already are. It's a potentiality that exists within every human, and it unfolds and reveals itself to you. So I really think like miracle consciousness embodies you as much as you embody miracle consciousness. Like it has its own amazing gifts, and it can reach out and touch others without your, you know, conscious focus for that. So it's really the life of your body, mind, spirit experience. When you embody miracle consciousness, it's there is so much a oneness experience that happens. I love that. Mm-hmm. I call it oneness. Unifying with God consciousness might be another way to look at that. But when we are in that place where we are so aware, awake, it's the awakened consciousness, all of life is miraculous, really. And we see it, we celebrate the beauty of all around us, the trees, the flowers, the clouds, the animals, butterfly, bees, the remarkable people, the air we breathe. Everything is so alive, sacred, profound. And we know ourselves as one with all creation in this place. And another remarkable thing about miracle consciousness is the good of all could never be violated, because it's pure love, oneness, unity that prevails. It is the overriding resonance.
Yeah.
And so when with miracle consciousness, I just through the years began to realize and recognize it in my own self journey, but certainly being the voice of spirit and working with clients, it's come forth. But when we are moving more and more into this awakened consciousness state of being, we have so many you know, small miraculous miracles. Like, you know, I've had this happen so many times with so many things, but for instance, just the thought, oh yeah, I really want to get that book. I think that would be really wonderful. And later that day, your friend goes, hey, I just finished reading this book and I thought you might want to take it from me. And it's the very book that you just had the thought, hey, that would be great to read that book. It's all those things. And we all have them. We all have them that's on the path. All of us that are listening now, walking, you know, becoming more spiritual, awake, alive, aware, and present to our own self. And I know one time I was thinking, because it's made me go, oh, what are all the like just little synchronicities and miracles? And certainly road trips are usually filled with them when they're spiritual journeys. And my friend and I just headed up to Hopi country from Arizona one weekend, and we had not connected with anyone to get together or to do ceremony, or, you know, we just went up and we met the most remarkable Hopi elder, and he spent hours with us, and it was so beautiful and wonderful, and it's just grace. You know, you just show up, it's the divine timing, the divine place, the divine just opens up, and so I just feel like the miraculous is really present for all of us, for each of us, and it's part of the human consciousness, which is spiritual consciousness. We're all one. So it's part of the consciousness that we certainly can access, but that is the truth of who we really are in the greater reality. Yeah.
Wow. So beautiful. I think we can just, you know, almost replay what you've said again and again. It's so beautiful to hear that. And when the vibration of what you're saying, the vibration connects with our vibration, then we have a sense of knowing that kind of settles upon us. So what I wanted to ask, Debbie, because what came through when you were speaking was the word deserving. And it came through in the context of, some of us might feel we are not deserving of miracles, yet intellectually we know that we are, in a sense, right? We know that we are, because we can identify with the oneness. So, but there's a part of our being, and I think I might be speaking for a few people now, that feel, well, I don't deserve the miracles that, you know, can you speak a little bit around, around the concept of those who don't feel deserving of miracles?
Well, certainly. And I think that we've been taught some false ideas about miracles. We've been taught that miracles are relegated to the saints only, that they're rare, that they're unusual. And those are not the truth about miracles or the truth about life. So we have all these religious, cultural, society, family things, you know, that influence how we feel about deservedness and not being worthy. And it's precisely those, especially I'm intending to teach a webinar and classes on this, and that's the very first thing we do, is look at all, like, ego, fear, and all the false ideas, et cetera, and release them, clear them from us, from our consciousness, from our being, and embrace the truth that miracles are natural, that miracles are for you, because it's simply that I don't deserve that stops you from receiving. From, you know, that flow of grace is always flowing. It's infinite supply, abundance. There's no lack ever in it. And it's just this unconditional love. Everything is here, just like loving you into existence, cradling you into existence. But if you go, oh, I can't have that, or that's too much, or I'm only allowed this much, you know, we cut off the flow. And then that's what we experience. And so beginning to understand your deservedness, which is divine, And every soul has this deservedness of miracles, of supply, of abundance, of love, of grace.
Is there a state of beingness or things that we can do to become more allowing of the miracles that are just waiting to happen to us? Is there something that we can do to prepare ourselves or to, you know, surrender to allow that which wants to come through?
Well, sure. So, you know, it's really hard to feel miracles if you are experiencing a lot of chaos and drama in your life. You know, but when we are able, when we have practices, which I think most of us do, practices of meditation or practices of yoga or practices of, you know, even walking with awareness, mindfulness, whatever it is, when we can be in that presence of peace, when we calmed ourselves into that presence of peace, it absolutely is like the pathway into that same place of being able to receive. And there are many, many practices that can open it up. One, the other one that raises your vibration all the time is gratitude. And this is grateful for whatever it is, even what you might necessarily feel like, I don't want that, or that's not good, whatever. It's like being grateful, recognizing that everything is here in some way to serve you. Whether it's your awakening, your unfoldment, whether it's you to practice boundaries, whether it's for you to grow and evolve in whatever way, and all everything else, like, you know, the sip of water, the breath of air, the clothes, the everything. When we start really being grateful and saying thank you, thank you, thank you, boy, we know that. We've heard that from so many people, but that is a practice that will totally bring more and more to you. So if we're walking around feeling like, oh, I never get what other people get, and I'm always on the left, you know, that's the reality that is being created. And I'll tell you, one of the things that just drove that home so much to me is I was reading about the Russian scientists who do a lot of experiments with human DNA. And they were testing DNA to see, you know, how it responds to laser light and how it responds to sound waves and all sorts of things. And they found that the human DNA responded the most. This surprised me. I thought it was going to be light. But human beings respond the most to the human voice. The human voice. So think about when we sing, when we tone, think about like when you're young and you're a baby and you're everyone's talking to you, reading you stories, telling you everything. So if you think about your DNA, the very foundational life that creates your cells, everything, orchestrates your body, is listening. It's listening. It's responding to your words, to what you speak out loud. And not only that, to the vibration, to the frequency of what that is, you know, what is behind it. So I thought that was amazing. And so I think it just, it gives us the power to know that we can't change. We can change. Of course we can change. That's all that life is anyway.
Yeah.
And it's much easier to believe in something that feels really good and puts a smile on the face than it is to believe in something that is false. It's harder to hold a false belief because we're it's against our created nature.
You know, talking about false beliefs is triggering something in me. So I wanted to, have you talk a little bit around, miracles for selfish purposes versus miracles for the greater good of all. You know where I'm going with this, right? When we try and force a miracle and we say, oh, I want this, please create a miracle in my life because I'm so, you know, in this case, I'm deserving and I want this and this and this, versus I'm open to miracles that the universe wants to bestow on me simply for the greater good of all.
Oh, sure. And that's, you know, that's not, yes. So that's one of the things that I we work with clearing, and that is ego. Ego around miracles, because that can get us really confused and lost. Oh, look at me, I'm so powerful. And not to recognize that miracles are a natural state for all of us, and it's this ever-flowing place that we can all be in. And I think I said earlier, and I mean it, like the good of all cannot be violated. So, yeah, you can sit there intending and trying to do all sorts of miraculous, I have $1 million, you know, like whatever it is that you want to say. But if it's not really part of the divine plan, and that you're not really open with what with how that's going to flow through you, and you know, to understand the blessing of how that flows through you and elevates not just you but all beings, you know, it's not, I really think it's just, it's kind of futile to, you know, to be in that place. So that's the other thing, you know, is that's ego, what we're talking about. And so ego and miracles can't really reside together, because I mean, they do, and we've seen people have been misguided, but eventually, you know, it falls apart. So,
yeah. Now, what about miracles that we want to manifest? So, for example, they're coming from a good place. Like maybe I would love to have a miracle to heal my back pain, or maybe I would love to experience a miracle that allows me to get a job that helps me take care of my family, for example.
Yes.
You know, that's coming from a pure place. That's coming from a place of good intention. Go ahead.
A lot of energy behind it. It has a total, like, you know, total, like, substance behind it. That feels really, I mean, even just you speaking it, I can feel it. So those come into creation through many different ways. But one of the most important things is really, you know, ask and you shall receive. What is that? But is really asking, is intending, is acknowledging, is, you know, what we focus on increases. And so to say that's the miracle for me. I have a job. I do take care of my family. And that is my reality. So when we hold that, when we're in this place of miracle consciousness, or even that place of deep peace within, and you set forth that, really, to me, it has to be fulfilled. It has to come into creation. But there are things that can interfere, you know, and we get in our own way with that too. So, so you may set that forth, and I don't know if anyone has had this. I'm going to take a little sidetrack, but this has happened for me. Like, I set forth whatever it is, you know, I'm abundant. I have, you know, I'm moving into a whole new area of abundance. Everything is manifesting at a higher rate for me. And then, like, that week, the water heater explodes, the radiator on the car explodes, the refrigerator quits working. You know, I have all this. It's the exact opposite of what you ordered. Exact opposite. And so you think, wow, like, you know, the universe must not like me very much, but no, it's the antithesis. Sometimes we set forth something and the very, like, opposite of that shows up. And that doesn't mean that you can't have what you want. It's like there's a new energy, kaboom, that happens where you're releasing whatever it is in your own consciousness and realm about that whatever it might be that would hold you back from being able to receive that which you asserted. So you stay true to that focus no matter, you know, now I am abundant. I am abundant. Not like, oh, look what happened, all of that, because now you've just lost that miracle. You know, like it's up to you to behold that and continue to survive that. So I want to say that's a phenomenon I've only had happen a few times, and it really can throw you, but know that there's some kind of combustive energy that is just transforming everything within you so that you can embrace the miracle that you have set forth and declared for yourself.
Mm. Thank you. Thanks for sharing that. I'm actually going to go to the web to ask someone's question because I think it's relative and germane to the conversation. This is Nancy from Charlotte, North Carolina. She says, hi, Debbie, what guidance or tips do you have to help me release being negative? And I think this is a question that is being asked on behalf of many people. What are you? What can you share on that, Debbie?
Wow. Well, you know, it's the simple thing of what we focus on increases. And so when we begin to really take responsibility for the thoughts, like, so let me share one of the miracles that happened for me, minor, you know, in like 35 years ago. So I became aware that I had a committee in my head and they were not nice. It was just like, you just awful stuff. Like I do, oh, you think that's going to work or that's going to help? No, it's not going to make a difference. You know, it was just all these voices. There was probably about 16 of them and I wasn't in, but they were not nice. And I thought, oh my gosh. And when I became aware of it, so I just prayed and I said, okay, you know, source of my being, that's it. Please, you know, like heal this committee. I am not going to live this way. And this has to cease. And so I want to live unified. I want to live in peace. I just, you know, I want to be positive. I want positive voices in my head. That's what is my declaration. And so eventually, and I think it only took about 2 months, I swear, all of a sudden I realized, wow, I haven't heard the committee. And it was, my thoughts became calm and much more peaceful and loving. And so you have that intention. Here you are saying, what can I do? Wow, you already have that intention. So now do it. Let it happen and focus on good. So focus on good and positive. And sometimes that means we might have to listen to, I used to make my own affirmations. I won't even say the word tape because that tells you how old I am, right? I used to make my own.
Me too.
And listen to, I know, and listen to them over and over and over, you know, just in my voice. And this is before I knew about DNA in my voice. And it would be, you know, whatever it is, I think positive thoughts. I'm a kind and loving person. I am filled with self-love. I'm filled with love. Love is my primary resonant energy field, whatever it is. You know, for Nancy, and since she asked, I would like to really go to her personally, but I'm answering this generally. There are so many ways for us to find ways to focus on the positive. So one of those for me is not reading and listening to news. Like I'm downloading positive news, The Onion, which makes me laugh. I'm trying, you know, like what am I putting in my life? What if I'm sitting there listening to things like that, then I'm, my vibration is coming down and I'm getting into the disparity, us against them kind of consciousness. And I'm not willing to do that. So what you listen to, what, you know, what you're watching, what you're listening to, who you have around you, you know, begin to shift that into more and more positive. Just little changes can make big transformations. Hang on to one affirmation. When I would find myself getting negative, I'd have one affirmation that like really popped for me. So, you know, I whatever it is, I am a being of light and I deserve all good, whatever. So when I would find myself going down into a tailspin and something negative, I would remember, oh yeah, I'm a being of light and I am deserving of all good. I'm worthy of all good. Yes, I am. No matter how many times I have to say that, or just, I would make little cards and put them all around for me too. And write in the steam of your mirror an affirmation. So as much as that sounds so simplistic, it's so powerful. It's really powerful.
Thanks for sharing.
Mm-hmm. Now, I didn't respond to her personally.
You can. Yes, you can.
Thank you. Okay. So, Nancy, right now I am unifying with you and unifying with your mind. And so let's allow this beautiful light to just come into every, like in through your brain, in around your energy field, everywhere. This beautiful, amazing, inner, radiant, glorious light. You might want to see violet light because that's very transmutational, very cleansing, gold light, whatever feels really good to you, emerald green, sapphire, crystalline rainbow, just whatever, lemon. Yellow, and just allow it to move through you and to just clear away old energy, dross energy, old heavy energy. Let it move away from you now. Let it fall away from you now. That you feel your heart right now, that you can feel your heart, your radiant heart, that you are a good, wise, deserving person. And that you know that as the truth of your being. And that you don't allow anything else. Or let's say anything less than I am a good, loving, wise person worthy to be treated with respect, dignity, honor. Yes, I am. And as you are that, you give that. So we allow the mind thoughts to disperse and the heart energy to expand. And peace to come in. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. I'd like to continue with this, Debbie, and we have some other questions for you. So if that's okay with you, I think I'd like to continue answering some web questions.
Okay, sure. And then I hope we can kind of share some miracle stories maybe. And yeah, so all right, let's go.
We will. Let's do a couple from the web and then we'll go to the phones. So this is, I just lost it. Okay, this is Joanna from California. And Joanna says, hello, beautiful souls. I've been told that I have the essence of infinite magic, but I cannot ground myself and feel safe and trust, so I cannot make it real and I cannot make it happen. I know it's true and I want so deeply to realign myself with my essence. Please help me feel the miracle consciousness again. Thank you.
Okay. Essence of infinite magic. So I'm just being one with you, Joanna, right now, just tuning in. And so I was going to the part about being grounded, which feels significant. So I want to stay with that part. I know you said make miracle consciousness real, but it's already real within you and you know it. So the sense of not being grounded within the truth of your being, that's where I'm called to be. And so I'm going to just, for like 10 seconds, be quiet, look at your energy field. The loss of power occurs from your heart center, actually, like you quit believing in yourself. And I just feel like your heart light goes out and like the energy just kind of drains away to what you know in truth, that that magic is so real, and that that's what I was created for, and that I'm here to sparkle and shine and be a big blesser to humanity and to others. And I know this. I know this, and I am this. And so I'm looking at what causes your heart energy. It's like not believing in self. So let's just stay there for just a second, please. And then I'll have some words to say. You know, there's such a compassion within you that you can easily go into what others perceive. And so you could see when others don't get you, and then you kind of take it on and allow you to drain away. And guess what? Others don't have to get you. There are enough people who get you and love you and honor you and want what you have to give. So I just feel like this magic is filling up your heart again. It's filling up your space again. Miracle consciousness is spreading out, you know, the joy, the wonder, the laughter, the merriment, and the positivity and the radiance. That you're a radiant being and that you stand in the truth of who you are. It doesn't matter if others don't believe. That's their responsibility. That's them. You can still bless them and keep shining, girl. Keep shining. Bless them and move on, you know, to the person who is looking for you, for that magic and for that radiance that you embody. And so we let it shine upon you, and whatever other grief came in that began to dispel your belief in yourself, we allow healing to come into that very place within your being now. That compassion and love to your own self and that miraculous power to heal you. And restore you your original joy, playfulness, mirth, merriment. Hey, thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Let's go to the phone. Let's go to North Carolina. This is going to be from Lumberton, North Carolina. If you're from Lumberton, North Carolina, and your phone number ends in 2362. You're on live with Debbie. Hello.
Hi. Hello. Thank you so much.
Yeah, welcome.
Yes, hi. This is Zahira from Charlotte, North Carolina, East Coast area. And I just want to say thank you both to Mrs. Debbie and to Mr. John. Thank you so much for your compassion and your merciful assistance and all helping us to be awakened and remain there permanently. We thank you for this huge gift. Mm-hmm. But I'm calling because I just wanted to know, basically, you know, me being a three-time hurricane survivor, is very prevalent here on the East Coast hurricane season. And we wanted to know, you know, having stability again, really trying to hold on to that wealth. It seems as if, you know, feeling as if we deserve it is one thing, but to hold on to that feeling because, you know, for years and for a long time of traditions and things, you know, we weren't allowed to really see this, you know, and then really live it and drink it in so deeply and so, you know, authentically. So I really want to know, you know, am I going to have that stability I want? Am I really going to make it so, you know, just for me, a default setting where I don't have to constantly fear if the other shoe is going to drop, basically.
Wow. And it's Hira, correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
I'm gonna just mute your line, Hira, because there's a lot of background noise.
Oh, I apologize, sir. I really do. I apologize.
So I'm just gonna mute your line. If Debbie asks you a question, I'll bring you on again, but she'll answer your question, okay?
Thank you so much. You both are so kind.
I just want to say I feel deeply touched with this hurricane survival three-time experience. And, you know, it's been said in terms of miracles, we don't have an abundance problem, we have a supply problem. In other words, there's something going on where there's plenty and enough, and resources need to be shared, and there needs to be that opening where everyone can have their needs met. And so I just want to say I'm really, you know, there's a part of me that's just so touched right now with this whole survival aspect. And then saying, you know, am I going to have the stability I want? And which is so, credible and so what every human being, wants and deserves. And so I'm looking at you and I'm looking at your life, and I want to answer this in a very God-sincere way. And there's an acknowledgement of the presence that you are to others, especially in a time of need, that brings great comfort. And you have this ability to take care of people and to care for them. And while it may seem so innate or natural to you, it is an extreme expression of love. And there are people that you have helped and you have assisted in their hour of need just through your kindness and through your caring attitude. And that wants to be honored. And so I'm just acknowledging it from spirit and honoring it in you. And yes, the stability you seek, you have. And there seems to be like a caveat or something that wants to come in about that. So I'm just waiting. Boy, I hear the words, let it be so, let it be so, let it be so. I have the stability I want. I let it be so. I have the stability I want. God, it is so. I have the stability I need. It is so. It feels like a decree, and a decree when we make this decree from our I am present self. It's like that power that rises up within us that will not settle for less. So it's like the primal scream that is like, no more, no more. And it's this huge power, and it's actually a power that does move us into a whole new place. And that's what I'm aware of, is you allowing that primal scream self of saying, that's it, the stability I want, you know, I declare it, I decree it to be so. That is for me. I accept no less. So that is the grace ever unfolding within you. Ask and receive.
Thank you. And you're back online if you have anything to respond. Okay, she's probably gone. Okay. Thank you, sweet soul. Thank you for calling, and much love to you. Thank you, Debbie.
Yeah.
Let's take another caller. Let's go to Denton in Texas. Denton in Texas, 5999. You're on live with Debbie. Hello.
Hi, Debbie. Hi, Debbie. It's Kim.
Hi, Kim.
Hi.
Hi. I just have a question. I would like a miracle healing. But I would like to be the healer. I would like to do the healing myself. How can I go about doing that?
Yes, are you healing yourself in your own body?
Say that again.
Are you healing yourself in your own body?
I believe I am.
That's it. Well, I feel inspired to tell this story just because I guess it must want to be told. So Myrtle Fillmore was the founder of Unity Church, and it's based on spiritual healing. And she was in her, I think, late 20s or somewhere, early years. And she had, and there was nothing more the doctors could do, and they sent her home to die. And she went to hear the speaker, and one of the things he said that she just grabbed a hold of, and it was like her lifeline, he said, you are a child of God, and as a child of God, you do not inherit sickness, you inherit health. And she took it home with her, and she spent, time just every day just loving her body and going in and thanking her body and being with her body and declaring health over and over and being with her body. As a child of God, I inherit health. And sure enough, after a period, I think it was not more than 3 years, she was freed from tuberculosis. So again, it's yes, you are the power. You are the body. You are the consciousness. You are the life, and you are God. You are God at the very foundation. You know, it's said that we're all, God is having a lot of experiences of being human. Yeah. And so, so just to go in and love your body. One of the things that I've done is, I love you, body. Thank you, body. Please forgive me for anything that I've done that has caused you harm or pain or, you know, anything I've ingested, taken in. Oh, my gosh, through the years, all this stuff, you know. Please forgive. And I forgive you. I forgive you for any ways you've let me down. So sometimes there's a lot of freedom in that when you begin to talk. And another thing is symptoms. Symptoms often you can talk with them. They're trying to tell you something. Yeah.
Yes.
So
yes.
When you're in that deep place, you know, or you can do a guided imagery and find a guided imagery, maybe on YouTube or something, or, you know, contact me and I'll give you a story. Where you can go in and where you can, you know, be with your body and then discover like messages that your body might be giving you or saying to you. And oftentimes when we just hear what it is, that's enough to resolve it. It truly is.
Yeah. So, yeah. Oh, that's good advice.
So
thank you, Kim.
I'll try that. I will.
Mm. Okay. You are the healer. You are the healer.
Thank you.
You are the healer.
Yeah, I know I am.
You are the healer.
Thanks for giving me the ideas. Yeah.
Thank you, beautiful Kim. Okay, bye now.
Thank you.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Can I say something about this because it's come up?
Please.
Okay, I got to take a drink of water. Just 1 minute, please.
Yeah.
Thank you. So one of the testimonials I have came from Sean, so a friend said, hey, call Debbie, and he did, so I just did one session with him, but his story was that he was very active and working and fireman, and all of a sudden his heart had, I don't even know what this means, the ejection rate was only 35%, and it wasn't at 50 or 55%, and they had to go in, so they were going to go in and do surgery. And so he called, and in the session, really, truly, all I did was go in and start listening to his heart. And his heart had so many messages. It was so amazing. There was at least 4 or 5 areas, it seemed, that were really covered in a depth. And then you know, and one of it was really, truly, this condition actually saved him from something. And there was just so much that happened. And so as he heard and listened to his heart, it was, you know, he was able to take it in and understand it. And I remember his heart would say, "Do you understand?" "Yes, yes," you know. And so it was totally made clear why it manifested, and it had served its purpose. So it could go back. It didn't need to be there anymore. And when he went to go for his prep work before the operation, the doctor couldn't believe it, because they did the test and they did it twice. They walked away and he said, "It's got to be wrong." And it was gone. He was back at 50%. But that was because, you know, when we really listen, like, our body is so wise. You know, organs are so wise and symptoms are so wise. There's really always, like, some kind of profound, for me, life message that we should be receptive to.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, I wanted to, so remember Joanna from California, just from a couple of minutes ago, and Infinite Magic, and you helped her feel miracle consciousness. So this is Joanna writing in. And the first time she wrote in, she didn't use capital letters. This time, everything's in caps. Okay, so I'm going to read this. "Wow, wow, wow. What have you done, Debbie? I felt such a powerful energy healing me, this huge wound in my heart closing. My whole being is deeply touched and totally upside down in a wonderful way. And yes, yes, others don't have to get me. Wow, hearing this was liberating beyond words. What a freedom and joy. I can simply be me. I am so grateful to both of you. Tears of gratitude, a true miracle. Namaste. Bless you. So thank you, Joanna. Thank you, Debbie, for the wonderful work that you did for Joanna.
Thank you. It's making me cry. Yep.
Sweet soul. Beautiful.
It's so beautiful soul. Yeah, infinite magic. Like, doesn't the world need more of that?
Yeah. Well, thank you for being the catalyst.
And the
agent.
Yeah, that's who she is. So it is whatever needed to be done was done. Thank you, God. Thank you, Spirit. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, we'll get to some more people, but I wanted to have you share with everyone your program, because it's all about miracles. It's all around miracle consciousness. So let me just share with everyone how they can look at your offer page if they'd like to follow along.
Okay, wonderful.
Let me make sure everyone's off mute, because there's some background noise there or something, some static on the line. Okay.
Is it better?
It's actually not very good. I was wondering if it's just the sound isn't very good right now. I just wonder if it's a coverage thing or something like that. But we'll push through because this is so important, this information. So everyone, if you are on the webinar page, click on the special offer button on Debbie's webinar page. And then if you're not on that page, you just type in WOTAshow.com/Debbie, which is DEBBI, and then the number 8, everything's lowercase. So WOTAshow.com/Debbie 8, DEBBI 8. And that'll take you to Debbie's special offer that she's prepared literally for the wisdom community. So firstly, Debbie, thank you. I want to start with gratitude. Thank you for putting this together in such a special way. This is the Developing Your Miracle Manifesting Power Package. Can you tell everyone about it?
Sure, I'd love to. Okay. So what I'm most excited about is that we get to come together in a webinar and a class-like environment. And so, but it will include a lot of different things when we're together. And I do follow-up emails, and I'll probably, I'm sure, have handouts and all sorts of things. So we'll be working together very closely in the class for developing your miracle manifesting power, precisely this. I have so many clients who do their own healing work, and I know they're looking for this, like, what is how do I really make a breakthrough? How do I really, you know, increase my clientele? How do I really touch people? How do I really do this? And so whatever, that's just one instance. Whatever your miracle is, it could be healing relationships, healing your body, whatever it is, we're going to be talking about and actually learning so many different techniques and experiencing through spirit and through group processes and through just so much is planned. It's been downloading. I get up in the morning and I just write. So that I'm really excited about, that we'll be together in a class. And then I have a special, I have some supporting MP3s that I really love. I still listen to them myself. And they're on developing your, becoming a powerful generator, miracle generator. So I am a miracle generator. There's two MP3s, and one has the decrees that you hear, and underneath is subliminal music, gamma, binaural beats, and beautiful music. And so it's really multi-layer track. But you'll hear the decrees, you'll hear them, which I think is very powerful. And then the other is subliminal. So once you listen to that enough, it's the music only goes longer, and you can just play that. And so your mind, you can play it in the background or whenever, when you're driving, and your mind then is just, it's like a thousand fold just increasing, you know, your miracle producing power. So both of these I really created, and when I created them, oh my God. So I got all the money and all the gold that I could, real money, real gold, and all the crystals, all this stuff, and I just, you know, everything, and I just had this most amazing, you know, beautiful space, and then just sat there and created them. And so they're just infused, I would say, you know, with abundance and with love and with charity and with all those wonderful aspects. And so then I already talked about the live teaching and mentoring webinar, which I'm super, super excited about. Hang on. Can you hear me better now?
Yes, better.
Okay,
better.
I'm going to hold it up to my ear, even though my phone is really hot. I'm holding it up to my ear.
Okay.
And so one of the most wonderful things that I have also is there's a shamanic healing and transformation video that is done. There is a fire ceremony. Now, Kimberly Valentine is the most amazing human being, and you'll see in the video. She absolutely is incredible, and she's an abundance manifester extraordinaire. So she helps people, but she helps her husband, everybody in their businesses. So, I mean, yachts, I just watch her just create yachts, jets, you know, another mansion, another this. She knows what she's doing, and she's beautiful, down to earth being that just wants to help other people tap into that abundance. And so this video, we actually went to the sacred land and did a phenomenal ceremony that she officiates. And this land is, when you see it, you'll just see. But I'm in it, and my husband, Stephen, he plays flute. But the entire fire ceremony was created for us and for Miracle Manifestation and includes it. And she's had so many amazing healers and shamans and from all different avenues, you know, be there mm-hmm. on the land. And so it is a grid work, you know, as she said, what we declare here must come to be. And so it's just beautiful, and you'll love it. And it's very, it's a very amazing experience. And I can't wait to talk more and share more when we're in a group together about it. And then I have this beautiful crystal light array rainbow, and it's a literal, I will send pictures of it,
people who enroll, a literal crystal light structure that I have set up. And then I have this amazing, beautiful manifesting grid work. It's already set up totally for miracles, totally to hold you, to hold your desires, whatever we're working on together as a group and individually. And you will be in that integrated light unified field for 4 weeks. Actually, I'm going to go through Thanksgiving. So if anyone enrolls, it will be, it's already set up. I had so much fun creating it. And it will be 5 weeks. So I've never gone that long with the group, but I can tell you, even after 5 days, people, there's, you'll, you can read about it. It's in here. But what people experience is phenomenal. So it just is absolutely keeping you surrounded in a light field that is radiating and reinforcing everything. And it's a high vibration frequency field. So that is upholding you too. And I think, yeah, and then there's a couple bonuses. So I have an Amp Up Your Miracle Power retreat, an online retreat on a Saturday that you're going to be invited to. And it's all to really support your miracle power and your power to manifest. Because I think sometimes, just like the one Joanna, you know, does like, I know who I am, but it's not manifesting here on earth. So it's all designed to really empower you to manifest here on earth and to bring it down onto the earth level. And I know for a lot of healers and light workers and, you know, empaths and stuff, that sometimes is the most difficult aspect for us. But we have so much power. So this total experience of miracles, you're going to be generating them for self, for others. They generate through you. So it really is, I think you hit on that hand a little bit earlier, but it really is allowing this pure force of love to generate. And it's not about my iron will or force. It doesn't work for miracles. It's just attuning and aligning with this beautiful force field. And then everything flows from it. And that is the innate intelligence that knows absolutely what is so appropriate, so divine, and so forthcoming for you. And then I offer a big discount, the lowest I've ever had recently, on a higher consciousness coaching session with me. So you can use that anytime. It doesn't end until like the end of 2020. December of 2020. So don't think you have to use it. Yes, you can gift it to someone else. Yes, you can use it right away, like whatever, however that might help you. And so again, wow. There's, yeah, the two transformational audios that I love, the class that we're doing, the fire ceremony video, and of which we'll be talking about that. I think I'm going to schedule an extra group one night, you know, and record it. And so we can talk about it more. And then the 4 weeks in the integrated crystal and rainbow light, the 90-minute live retreat, and then the bonus, if you so desire, a higher consciousness session. It's always recorded too. So it's all that.
All that. Yeah. Beautiful.
Yeah. And I really want to say that I affirm abundance, miracles of supply, money, etc. If there's anyone out there who's thinking, oh, I really want to do this, and yet feeling like, oh, I don't really have the money right now, I just affirm that the money is not the issue. I just affirm that the way is made clear, that avenues of abundance open up, that miracles happen, that supply is there, and I just can see and feel that right now. So I just wanted to share that.
Beautiful. So it's a whole program around manifesting and switching to or allowing miracle consciousness to come through. So you teach people in your mentoring classes the power of miracle consciousness and how we can open up to be a miracle manifester. Is that in a nutshell?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. And as you can see, I'm very geared to the individual and the individual needs. What people need individually is totally, that's what we're here for, is that fulfillment. So spirit has never let me down. always comes through, shines through in a big way. And I want to say there was something, let me see if I can, in my notes, I think we had opened up, let me see if I can find it real quick, because I know it's important to say. Oh, so it's about coming together in a group. So one of the most powerful things that we can do is do this in a group together, because the power of the group consciousness and soul unity can take you even further in your development. And so that's why we go to meditations, yoga classes, church services, or whatever it is. And that's why they inspire us, because the level of consciousness is amped up or enhanced through the number of people. And so leading this webinar is calling us all together so we can immerse ourselves in the miraculous, in miracle producing power, and we can come to know our true spiritual nature in an even deeper, more personal way, more collective way. And so we are so powerful. We really are as sovereign beings. And so just harnessing and raising our energies together so that we can truly come to live more joyfully, more in love, more in profound truth, more authentically, more happy, you know, more easily, where life flows. That's a great thing for us to focus on, you know, to come together. And it benefits all of us. It benefits society. It benefits the earth, our ancestors, you know, our family, ourself, generations before and after us. I mean, it's a huge blessing. And, you know, there are naysayers about miracles or whatever. But I'm not one of them, and that's not going to stop us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because it truly is the most amazing thing to begin to live from this awareness and consciousness, and then it begins to take over you and live through you. And that is the part that's so much fun to see, when you start being the voice of spirit with others and you start, you know, watching miracles happen through you and around you.
Mm. Wonderful. So you've got these classes that where you actually teach people and take people through processes on how to open up to miracle consciousness, but you've also got the supportive material, like the 4 or even 5 weeks integrated crystalline rainbow light miracle matrix. So that energy is transmitted to support people in opening up to being able to become more in tune with miracle consciousness. Okay. And then of course the MP3s do a similar type of, well, I wouldn't say a similar, but I'll let you speak about the MP3s one more time.
Yeah.
The
crystalline light array is think of it as the unified field of all life, all being. And so like in, you know, we always talk about like we have a root chakra, but the truth about like the root chakra is there's a level of oneness with all the earth, with all of creation here, with all of humanity. And so the crystalline light array really contains the entire unified field of all existence. And it's this amazing experience of holding you and your miracle creations in this light field. So it's profound. I've seen people, you know, be healed of so many things, you know, so many things. I have them listed, but emotional, physical, like nerve pain in the feet and, you know, chronic shoulder pain gone, just so many things. So ask and you shall receive is how I look at that crystalline light array. And that it's always there supporting us. And it's nice to feel that sometimes if you ever have this thought like, oh, I feel so alone or something, to be like, oh, I'm in this miracle generator just right now. Yes, let me remember, you know, who I am and what I'm doing. So.
Beautiful. Well, thank you. Thank you so much for this incredible offer that you've brought to the wisdom community. We're all very grateful that you put this together, because I know this is fresh and new. This hasn't been offered anywhere before, ever.
Nope.
And yeah, it's created specifically for the wisdom community. So we're very deeply grateful for that. And I know that many people's lives are going to be enriched and changed because of working with you. I mean, you're such a special person to work with. So thank you so much, Debbie, for bringing this to us.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. It's been so delightful. Man, has the time gone by fast.
Yeah. Yeah. Right, right. Yes. So, Debbie, yes. I think I would love for you to take us through the process to establish that vibrational connection with miracle manifestation. So everyone on the call and listening, whether or not they sign up to work with you in your program, at least everyone can benefit from your beautiful work. So if you wouldn't mind, in just a sentence or two, tell us about this vibrational connection that you're going to establish in us with miracle manifestation.
Sure. Okay. Well, so this is just, I'm going to open up and through intuitive guidance, but I did have my attention on this earlier and on us. And so I feel like, you know, we're already elevated in that sense, but that's what we're going to do now is just allow ourselves this opportunity. Oh, the sacred moment to just drop in, to just be present with your eyes closed, to feel your breath and allow it to become calm and to be aware of your body and invite it to relax, just to relax, to let go. And in this moment, we attune with the frequency of pure love. We just feel ourselves attuning with a high vibratory frequency of pure love. We allow ourselves to unify with God consciousness, aware of this beautiful source presence within. You may find yourself softly smiling now, just smiling, letting the corners of your mouth go up and notice how all your cells, what we have trillions of cells, respond with happiness. They come into a unity of happiness. And be aware, bring your awareness to how the pulse of the universe is moving through you. It moves through your DNA. It moves through your cells. It's a harmonic, peaceful bliss that can just take over your being. And that here we are so one. All the angels, saints, and bodhisattvas, all the masters are here. And they're here to bless and empower us. So feel your heart opening. And feel the truth that your heart already knows. All the wisdom it holds. All the beauty, sweetness. Just feel it pouring forth like this beautiful, sweet nectar of delight. And we are all now moving together into the frequency of miracle consciousness, the place of grace, grace ever flowing like a river of jewels, this stream of abundance through you, unlimited supply, infinite prosperity, health, joy, fulfillment. And experience the power of grace connecting you right now. It's always present, always just pouring forth, unlimited. So feel yourself filling up with magical, manifesting cosmic waves in this pure love just elevating you into a new frequency. become aware of miracle manifesting power, what that means, and your attunement with the brilliant illumination of awakened mind. Allowing your mind to be like the open lotus flower. So your entire energy field is just filling up with sparkling, cascading light. And that in the miraculous way that exists, there is the building of an active, vibrant neural network to support abundance and love within you that is safely opening, safely coming into place. So the energy of the miraculous can fill you, filling your consciousness, every aspect of your being. And sometimes we use that word downloading, but just residing. And maybe it is downloading for you, whatever feels, but just feel yourself residing in infinite peace. Abundant health. New joy. Freedom. Amazing wealth, even new capabilities. To stay connected with the truth of who you are in each moment, opening up. And super abundance, charged, manifesting ability, being present in whatever beautiful way, sacred way is perfect for you. So here in this infinite grace-filled field with no forcing at all, just an absolute love and sweet embrace. Set forth your personal miracle request now in the silence. Whatever it is, there's nothing too small or too large. Health, wealth, love, something very unique to you, whatever it is, something very specific right now in the silence. Just place it here. But placing it here in a way that you see it, you own it, you are it, you embody it, you're giving thanks for it. It exists already. It's coming alive within you in that way. And give thanks. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So happy to receive it. Feeling it as a dear, treasured part of self. And stay in this attunement, loving self, loving creation, loving source. Miraculous being. Knowing we are God. Having the experience of being human. And so with that, I say thank you. It's been such a sweet, amazing time to be connected with you. And I'm so, so grateful. And thank you, Anne. And yeah, sweet dreams.
Thank you. Thank you. So wonderful to have you on the show and just share your incredible energy and be such an amazing gift to everyone here in the community. Your readings were amazing. You've really brought joy and, to people's lives. I just think back to Joanna. Thank you so much. Just that one person. But I know you'll impact so many more people through your program when they work with you. But thank you so much, Debbie, for being here today.
My honor, truly. So grateful.
Okay. Yeah. All right, sweet soul. And thank you so much, everyone in the Wisdom Community, all your beautiful shining lights, beautiful stars. Thank you so much for being who you are and for making a difference in your own lives and raising your vibration and making a difference in other people's lives. Such a privilege and honor to be here with every single one of you. And we thank Divine Mother, we thank Divine Father, Mother Earth and Father Sun, all the ancient ones and the ascended masters. We thank the beautiful, divine, beloved beings of love, light, power and service for bringing us all here and supporting us in our journey. Thank you all. Much love. Bye now. Namaste.
Namaste.